Welcome to the Bill Cartwright Show with our special guests, the first spokesperson for the Shriners Hospital, Alex Kubakugan. Now, did I say that right?
It was a good try. It's Alex Kubakugan, but thank you so much for having me, Bill. It's good to see you.
Yes, it has been a long time since my visit. What I like to do is to have everybody get to know you really quickly. So let's just talk about you. I want you to talk about mom and dad and where you grew up.
So, yes, I'm 21 years old. I'm in my fourth year at Northwestern University. I'm majoring in journalism at the Medill School of Journalism. I have osteogenesis imperfecta, also known as OI. I've broken over 60 bones in my lifetime. I suffer from brittle bone disease. Shriners Children's has been there for me since I was 2 months old. They've helped me with surgeries, physical therapies, consultations. Shriners Children's has been my second family. And when I was 11 years old, they asked me to share my story on a commercial. And since then, since I was like 12, I've been participating in their nationally televised commercials on TV. And we've been able to raise a lot of money for the hospital, and we've been able to promote their brand and help get the message out on how great of a nonprofit organization they are. They help kids from all over the world, regardless of their family's ability to pay. And when my parents had me, they knew during their pregnancy that I was going to have osteogenesis imperfecta. And so they found Shriners Children's, and we were super lucky that the hospital near me had a doctor named Dr. Smith who specialized in my disability, and Shriners Children's has helped me ever since. So my parents are great. They've helped me my entire life, and I'm very fortunate that they made a great decision in sending me to Shriners Children's.
You know, you talked about Dr. Smith. Talk about some of the other people at the hospital that you've grown close to.
So Dr. Smith is my favorite doctor in the world. He's performed over 20 surgeries on me, and he's been a very important figure in my life. He's always pushed me to be the best. He's always pushed me to live my life with no limitations. And he's really just helped me in so many ways. But you're right. I mean, I've been going to Shriners Children's Chicago since I was 2 months old. So I know some of the nurses there, like Miss Gwen, Miss Sandy, who have cared for me for a very long time, Miss Katie, Jackie, Jaden, the rest of the gang. My physical therapist, Kathleen, April, Warren. There's a lot of people at Shriners Children's Chicago that have been very helpful in my development. I played wheelchair basketball for 8 years, and it's because of Shriners Children's that I was able to even play. My physical therapist helped build confidence in me to play a contact sport like wheelchair basketball. My doctor told me to be careful, but to also have fun. And through wheelchair basketball, I found a lot of confidence. Adaptive sports has helped me in so many ways. I knew at a very young age, right? I knew at a very young age I wasn't going to be as tall as you, Bill, and I wasn't going to dunk a basketball and, you know, jump out of the gym. But I learned and found love in adaptive sports. So for 8 years, I played on the south side of Chicago with some of my best friends. They made me tough. They taught me what it's like to grow up in Chicago. They taught me a lot about basketball and what it means to be a part of a team. So, and that's because of Shriners Children's. So not only has the hospital given me a life full of no limitations, but they've also helped me find love in sports and find love in adaptive sports and help me embrace my disability rather than look at it in a negative way.
Yeah, I still remember our basketball game there, and I remember it because I couldn't get around you, which that's never happened very often.
I remember that very well. I was in middle school, and you were coming to the hospital, and I remember giving you a tour. And on that basketball court, it's cool, right? When you go into a hospital and you see that there's a basketball court in the middle of, the building, right? You don't see that too often. And that court has That court means so much to me, right? When I was 16, they ended up naming that court after me, and that was a huge honor. So yeah, I mean, I remember our basketball fun very fondly. It was really cool to, play with the NBA champion. So it was my first experience locking down an amazing basketball player like yourself.
So talk about have had this amazing journey, and now you're at Northwestern. Talk about Northwestern and talk about what you want to accomplish there.
Yeah, so my dream has always been to be a sports broadcaster. And I remember in high school, I was looking at colleges to attend. And in the back of my mind, I always knew the reputation that Medill had in the sports broadcasting field. And so in high school, when I started doing my extracurriculars and when I started looking at schools to attend, I couldn't help but consider Northwestern, right? And growing up in Oak Park, which is a west suburb of Chicago, Northwestern isn't too far away, so it made sense location-wise for me to stay close to Shriners Children's, to stay close to my family, but to also get a quality education. So when I was a senior, I applied early decision, and I knew that my grades weren't like my grades were good. I was a good student in high school, but Northwestern grades and Northwestern is a very academic school. So, of course, there were a lot of nerves when I was applying. But I remember in December when I got my letter back that I was accepted into Medill, I was just so happy. And it's been a really great time. I'm in my fourth year now, and I've gotten the opportunity to learn from some of the best professors and media. Been able to build a really good relationship with Dean Whitaker. Yeah, I mean, it hasn't always been so positive, right? Northwestern is an older campus, so there are a lot of physical infrastructure issues that I'm experiencing. I travel and use a wheelchair in my everyday life, so there are some buildings here that don't have elevators. There are some buildings here that don't enable me in the best way. And now I'm working on that with the university. I've kind of voiced my concern and voiced my frustration. There's a lot of goodwill here, and I think that we'll hopefully be able to get campus in a better spot here pretty soon. But when it comes to my academics and my social life here, I really just enjoy my time at Medill. I've wanted to be a sports broadcaster since I was very young. And now not only do I feel better in being a sports broadcaster, a sports journalist, but I also feel like I have the capability of also being a voice of reason or being a relevant media presence for people with disabilities, right? When you look at the media landscape, there aren't a lot of disabled journalists. There aren't a lot of disabled voices in media. And so I think it's important to shine light on the issues that I experience and the issues that I know my family friends experience as well. I grew up playing wheelchair basketball on the south side of Chicago, right? So I have a different outlook on life than they do. I grew up in a community where, I was given a lot of resources, right, in Oak Park. And my friends who grew up in CPS, they didn't have those same opportunities or resources, right? So there's a lot of issues that I think need to be raised when it comes to education for people with disabilities. But I think Northwestern has given me those tools, and they've given me the kind of blueprint on how to raise those concerns and how to shine light on those issues.
Now, since you want to be in sports commentary, give me an example of somebody you would like to be like, a commentator you would like to be following his footsteps.
Right. So I grew up idolizing Ernie Johnson. I seeing him on the NBA on TNT show, pregame halftime show. It's always so much fun. He handles himself with such he handles the show with such preparation that I think is outstanding. He's able to direct those big personalities in Shaquille O'Neal, Charles Barkley, and Kenny the Jet Smith, and he's able to be the glue that makes them all work and makes it all stick. So I've always really been fond of his work, but I've also really enjoyed people like Stuart Scott. Stuart Scott, he was an ESPN SportsCenter anchor who had cancer. And I always really just enjoyed seeing him on SportsCenter, seeing how he would do those voiceovers for those SC top 10 plays. And yeah, I mean, I just always really enjoyed those two guys. But, I think there's also room to be a voice for, adaptive athletes in the Paralympics, right? I think adaptive sports has helped me so much in my life, and I know it's helped a ton of other kids. And I would love to shine light on how wonderful adaptive sports are, like wheelchair basketball. So, taking a little bit from Ernie Johnson and Stuart Scott, but also adding in my own kind of life experience and hoping to gel that together to be the best sports broadcaster I can.
Now you've already, and I've peeked on the internet a bit, you've already met a few different sports personalities. Tell me who's been the most fun.
So I've been able to build a really good relationship with Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL. He's been a very kind person in my life. seeing him is like seeing, your favorite teacher from high school, right? You don't see him every year, you don't talk to him every month, but whenever you do see him, whenever you guys do interact, it's always like you guys never skipped a beat, right? You never missed a moment, right? But he's been extremely nice and supportive of me. He has helped me a lot in my journey to become a better sports broadcaster. He invited me to the 2018 NFC wildcard game where the Chicago Bears were playing against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Wow.
And that was the game where Cody Parkey kicked the football off of the to the off of the upright, right? So now it's known as the double doink game. And I remember that game was just so heartbreaking. But it was awesome to get to watch that with Roger. And again, yeah, he's been a great friend to me, big support. I think he's one guy who always stands out in my life. I've been able to meet Tiger Woods. I've been able to interview Brett Favre, Terry Crews, and I got to sit in on Zion Williamson's AP Player of the Year award press conference. So I was able to ask him a question, and those are just a couple of guys that stand out. I've had a lot of really cool opportunities so far and hoping to make some more memories soon.
Talk about what's your favorite sport? Now, when I grew up, I was a basketball, baseball, football guy. I love sports. I'll watch anything. I was watching sumo wrestling the other day. That was fun. So, what's your favorite sport? What do you really like?
I grew up playing wheelchair basketball, right? And growing up outside of Chicago, in the early 2000s, there were big athletes like Derrick Rose, Joakim Noah, Luol Deng, and that kind of era. So basketball has always been my favorite sport. But I really just enjoy the NFL as I've gotten older. I think the NFL has done a really good job of becoming more accessible for all athletes and everyone involved. They now have wheelchair football leagues. So to see the kind of the development of that and to see how far football has come for people with disabilities has been just an awesome thing to witness. I would love to see a wheelchair basketball get the same kind of recognition that the NFL is giving to wheelchair football. So I would love to just continue to talk about adaptive sports in any kind of capacity on TV, because right now you don't see adaptive sports being mentioned on TV at all. I think part of that is creating more adaptive sports opportunities for disabled youth throughout the country. I it always makes me sad whenever I see a young kid with a disability who doesn't have the means or who doesn't have the ability to play adaptive sports, and they're forced into participating in the able-bodied sports with other kids who might not be in the same physical capacity as any as them. So I think just shining a light on and helping adaptive sports being what it being becoming bigger is something that really encourages me to be a better broadcaster.
Yeah, so you're in Chicago. We know it's a huge sports town. Who's your favorite? Make you pick one. Who's your favorite sports team?
My favorite sports team?
Yeah, in Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, Big Bears, Bulls,
No. You gotta pick
Blackhawks.
one. You can't, that's too easy.
I gotta pick one.
You gotta pick one. Who's your favorite?
Right now it's the Bears. Every Sunday I'm watching the Bears games, and if they win, I'm super happy. If they lose, I'm super sad. But yeah, I mean, if I had to pick one, it's the Bears, but Chicago through and through and every other sport.
Yeah, so I'm a West Coast guy, so I grew up A's Giants, and I like them both. When I started out when I was a kid, I loved the A's. Now I'm a Giants guy. So who do you got? Cubs, Sox. Who's your team?
I usually root for the Cubs, but I don't know. I recently saw renderings for a new stadium for the White Sox, and if they are able to build a new stadium on the in South Loop, then I think that'd be pretty cool. So we'll see in a couple years if that changes. But for right now, I'm a Cubs fan.
Talk about your Northwestern team. That's your home team. And by the way, my daughter went to Northwestern. She played basketball there for 4 years. So I was really excited for you when you went to school there because I do have a connection that way. But talk about your Northwestern sports. You always do extraordinarily well. Let's be specific and talk a little bit about your basketball team, which is very exciting.
And the basketball team's doing really good, and I hope and I think if they continue to play at the same rate that they've been playing this season, that they'll get a March Madness bid for the second time in 2 years, and for the first time in program history that they'll be able to go to back-to-back March Madness tournaments. I think Boo Booey's done really well. I think Coach Collins has done a great job with the team, and he's built a really great program, and I hope to see them in March. They just need to play a little bit more consistently. I think they have great leadership and guard play and Boo Booey and Barnheiser and Ty Berry. But they just I think they need to be a little bit more I just they just need to be playing more consistently, right? I think they've been able to build some really good leads on great programs like Purdue in Purdue's home stadium, but they weren't able to finish. So if they can just finish the second half and play a little bit better toward the end. I think they'll hopefully get to March and we'll see, right? I think the women's program right now, I think they're in a little rebuild right now. Historically, they've been really good too. So I think people sleep on Northwestern athletics. Northwestern also has a really good lacrosse team, softball team. In basketball, every now and then they'll have a couple of hiccups. But I think when you look at the other women's sports here at Northwestern, they do a really good job.
I want you to give us a quick scouting report on our Chicago Bulls, who are up, down. What do you feel like they need to get over the hump and be a top four team in the East?
I mean, right now they need to get healthy, right? I think we saw it a couple years ago when Lonzo Ball was starting for the Bulls. They played extremely well. They played fast. They were able to get up and down the court really easily, and they had great guard play on defense, which made it difficult for teams to have success against them. But since Lonzo Ball's been injured, they haven't been able to sustain any kind of consistency. I watch the Bulls and I kind of get frustrated with how much isolation play they play with, and it you know I now I'm not playing wheelchair basketball anymore, but I'm coaching wheelchair basketball for the program that I played with, and I tell the players who are in that program all the time, I need to see offside player movement. I don't see any offside player movement for the Bulls. I think, they fall into this trap where they let DeMar DeRozan just dribble for 10 seconds in the mid-range area. But they also, I don't think, sometimes I don't think they really utilize the pick and roll as much as I think they could. I really like the depth that they have. I think Andre Drummond is one of the best backup big men in the league. I really enjoy
Agree with
Torrey
that.
Craig off the. Sorry,
I love Andre Drummond.
Andre Drummond's good. He's tremendous. Sometimes I think he should be starting, but that's a whole nother topic. But I honestly, I think they just need to get healthy, right? I think Lonzo Ball is genuinely one of the. He's a really good two-way player. I can understand why they didn't make any big moves during the trade deadline. I can understand why they might not want to let go of a couple of pieces, but if they can't get healthy, they won't have any success. Or at least if this is the team that they have, I think they need to kind of understand and embrace that they need to play a different way when Lonzo Ball isn't playing or when Zach LaVine isn't playing. I still believe in them. I think Coby White is a tremendous guard. He's been scoring really well this season. I think he's a candidate for the Most Improved Player of the Year award. I still love watching the Bulls, but they frustrate me when they fall into this isolation play, and I can't watch it sometimes. That's the long way to fix the Bulls, but in the short term, I think this is the NBA, right? So if they were to find or to get a superstar to request a trade to the Bulls, I think that's the only way that they can sneak into the top four this year. I think we'll have another season where they'll kind of be in the middle of the pack, and hopefully they'll make it in the playoffs. Because, when the playoffs start, you never know what happens and anything can happen at that point. But we'll see.
Last thing we're going to talk about is something that I was really inspired when I went to the Shriners Hospital, is that your spirit of, I mean, you've had this bone condition forever, but you were so extraordinarily positive, which I love. So talk about that. Where does that come from?
I appreciate that question. I mean, it comes a lot from the support that I have from my family. My mom and dad have done a really good job in never kind of putting a ceiling on my success. They've always kind of encouraged me to branch out and to be as well-rounded as I can be. So while they loved my passion for sports, they also tried to, introduce me to theater. They also tried to continue to push me to be a big volunteer. And I've always just appreciated that about them. But I also grew up with, the best three older sisters in the world. My three older sisters have always treated me with treated me like a little brother, right? So they're always challenging me, they're always pushing me. And I love them a lot. But I think that positivity comes from my family for sure. They never treated me differently. They never gave me any pity. They've always pushed me to be better and better and better. I love them a lot. So, but I love my family, but it's also the support that I receive from Shriners Children's. I was put on, a commercial when I was 12 years old, and we created a lot of just magical moments together. There were some times when I was scared, and there were some times when I always when I was super happy and super confident, and Shriners Children's has always been there for me, and they've always supported me. But yeah, I just honestly, there's really no good answer, Bill. I'm sorry, but I just there are so many people who have kind of supported me and encouraged me, and whether it's my family, Shriners Children's, a wheelchair basketball community, the Northwestern, my school in Oak Park. I've had a ton of support from all different angles of my life, and I'm trying to use my platform and the opportunities that I was given to kind of help more kids, and to help embrace and help people understand that people with disabilities aren't that different. They're not people with disabilities shouldn't be treated differently, right? I think one of the best things that I learned at Northwestern was that, I'm independent, I'm successful, and I can do all things because of, my family and Shriners Children's. But if I'm in an environment that doesn't allow for me to be successful, then that's not my fault, right? That's the environment around me. I am a fully independent young man, and I've worked really hard in physical therapy to get to a point where I can live on my own, and I don't have to worry constantly, right? Understanding that the environment around me might not set me up to be successful, I think is something that I have to kind of remember, right? It's not me. It's the world isn't built for wheelchairs, and so I it's something that I'm continuing to learn, something that I'm continuing to preach to myself. Yeah, I mean, I appreciate you for telling me that I'm positive, and telling me that you think this happy person. Sometimes, I'm not always happy. Sometimes I'm not always positive, and I think that's okay as well. I think there will be days when I am sad. There will be days when I don't feel, at my best. There will be days when I just won't want to look in a mirror, right? But understanding that those days aren't forever, understanding that those days aren't a pattern until I let them become a pattern, is something big for me. So just trying to take every day just trying to go into every day as open-minded as I can, and trying to be as optimistic as I can is big. So yeah, I know that's a long-winded answer to your question, but yeah, I mean, I've had support from every kind of part of my life, and I'm just super grateful for everyone in
So awesome. So awesome. Well,
it.
I want to thank you so much for being on. You are truly a special person.
Appreciate you, Bill. Thank you. We gotta next time you're in Chicago, man, we gotta see each other again. We gotta play another wheelchair basketball game.
No, I don't want to lose again. So we'll do something else.
Of course. Well, I appreciate you for having me on, Bill.
Awesome.